Can you first give us just a couple of the important issues that are facing veterans today?
Well, Harmon, there's a lot of issues that are affecting veterans that have served, that are serving, and probably will serve for our country. One is the VA. The VA is a large system that's continues to have increased clientele through the conflicts of the past and present conflicts, and probably conflicts of the future. And as you know, VA does several things for a veteran. Healthcare, I think, is one of the major ones. Education, also career opportunities, career workshops, and that sort of thing. Also of claims, filing claims, helping veterans seek benefits and that they may have earned and be eligible for. Also,
can you tell us what
process? So today we are looking and watching very closely the Appeals Modernization Bill, a bill that the American Legion has advocated the past 2 years. In fact, Harmon, that bill was passed by the House of Representatives in October. And, of course, the appeals process, a reason why it is important to us is that veterans file a claim and the claim may not be approved, or maybe the veteran don't like or is not satisfied with the results of it, so they're entitled to file an appeal on that. And the appeals process takes a greater, deeper review of the application. Thus, it takes more time. But because of the increases and more clientele to the VA, thus creates more claims and ultimately more appeals. So it takes more time. Veterans have been waiting. Many veterans have been waiting a long, long time. And we deem that as unacceptable because many of those appeals will possibly, in all probability, outlive many of the veterans. That is unacceptable to the American Legion because some of those appeals, hopefully, if they are approved, will mean a quality of life improvement for a veteran. Obviously, there's a need. Obviously, they wouldn't be filing appeals if they didn't need assistance. Well, at the end of the 114th Congress, because after the House passed that bill, we went into a national election. And, of course, Congress went into recess because many of them were running for reelection from their respective districts. And, of course, we had holidays in November. We had holidays in December. So the Senate did not get an opportunity to review and act upon the Appeals Modernization Bill. So when the 114th Congress ended in mid-December, why, obviously, we didn't have a complete bill signed by the president. So when that happens, when the 115th Congress convened in early January, that Appeals Modernization Bill had to go back and start in square one. On March 1st, I testified before a House and Senate Joint Veterans Affairs Committee meeting on Capitol Hill, and I expressed my concern about our legislative priorities, and particularly the Appeals Modernization Bill. To get it passed, it's unacceptable, and we need to get it passed. I also done some further visiting on Capitol Hill with the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader on the Veterans Affairs Committee, and also the Chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee on the House side, and said we all got to work together to get this passed. And we've seen some traction here lately, so we're confident that the 115th Congress, which seems interested and eager to work with the American Legion and work for veterans to get various bills passed. So we're optimistic about that. We're optimistic about a new VA secretary, Dr. David Shulkin. Well, actually, he's not new now. He's been in office a few months now. It's got some initiatives to make the VA better than it has been before. So veterans really want to come to the VA. Also, we have a new president that has expressed in his comments and some of his actions of veterans are important to America. So we're going to continue to keep the focus, keep everybody on the bubble about veterans, because that's what we've been doing since 1919. So that's just one of the concerns that we have. And of course, quality health care continues to get better, I believe, and also accessibility continues to get better, particularly for those in the rural areas. Telehealth is a means. So, but there's still some imperfections that surface from time to time, and we're going to continue to raise awareness on those and also work with VA to help resolve those. So we think that's a system worth saving, and we're going to continue to work with the VA. And if things aren't working out right, that the veterans are not being treated as they should be, we're certainly going to remind them as we did in 2014. So we believe it's
okay. We're out of time, I'm afraid. Where could people find more information about the American Legion?
We have a great web page, www.legion.org, and also we're on Facebook and Twitter. And we got a great web page that tells you just about anything you want to know about the American Legion.
Great. Okay, good. Well, I think we're all set, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Harmon. We appreciate talking with you, and thank you for your support for America's veterans.